Thought you were going to get back at 11.
Well, I thought so too, Cecil.
Is that other bozo gone?
Yes. I didn't come in until I saw him drive away.
I guess you had a good time with him.
Oh, sir.
Yeah, I thought you would.
Well, thank you, Cecil.
Don't thank me.
I was afraid you wouldn't wait. I couldn't get away from that old party a minute sooner.
Well, a minute later and I wouldn't have waited.
You said you wouldn't wait at all, didn't you, Cecil?
Well, I didn't have the right time or I wouldn't have.
Oh, yes, you would. Yes, you would, Cecil, and you know you would.
Don't flatter yourself. I was just going to go.
Well, I'm sorry I kept you waiting, honest.
Well, it's too late to go driving now. It's after 12 o'clock.
Oh, I think it's a little later.
Well, that makes it worse. Your uncle will wonder what's happened to you.
Oh, that's all right. He'll blame Alexander. He won't know that you were waiting on the porch for me to get back.
Well, we can't go anyplace anyhow. I have to go home and get some sleep.
Oh, do you have to, Cecil?
Yes, I have to.
Cecil, you're not angry with me, are you?
No. No. Why should I be?
Cecil, I won't go out with him again if you say not to.
No. I have no right to tell you what to do.
Well, Cecil, I wish you didn't have to leave.
Well, I do.
Well, I don't see why you waited at all if you're going to leave right away.
Well, I said I'd stay. I told you I'd wait for you, and I did.
Where have you got Ben Hur parked?
I parked it around the corner. You didn't think I'd park it in front of the house, did you? For you all to drive up and see.
No, that's right. Don't go, Cecil. I thought we might just sit and talk.
What do you want to talk about?
Oh, just things.
That's definite. Well, I have to go.
Wait, Cecil, wait. I'll walk to the car with you.
And then I'll have to walk back with you. That's a great system.
Oh, no, you don't, Cecil. You can drive me back and drop me in front of the house.
Yeah, and wake up your Uncle Thomas.
Well, we'll wake him up if we don't get off of this porch. Oh, please, Lance.
Oh, all right.
I see that you found the uke I left out for you. Did you play it?
No. I was afraid your uncle might hear it and come down and want to know what I was doing here.
Well, that would have been all right.
No, thanks. Well, come on if you're coming.
All right. Wait till I get the uke.
What do you want it for?
To squat mosquitoes with. Where is it?
It's on the step right there under your nose.
Oh, it was not right under my nose.
Oh, if it had been a mule, it would have kicked you.
If it had been a mule, I would have seen it first.
I doubt it.
You're the only mule around here tonight, Cecil.
Oh, do you think so?
Oh, Cecil, I wish you wouldn't act so funny.
Well, if I act funny, why don't you laugh?
Oh, it's not funny. It's sad.
That's not what you said at first.
Oh, never mind.
Well, it's a nice night.
It certainly is turning into a bad one.
Have I had anything to do with it?
You should be able to answer that.
Come on. There's Ben Hur parked over there.
It looks good in the dark.
It's a good-looking car in the light of day, too. I don't care what you say.
Well, if you don't care what I say, I'll say it's a good idea for you to stay just a little while.
Why do you want me to stay?
Well, why did you come out at all?
I don't like this firing questions back and forth.
Cecil, let's just sit here in the car a while. You don't have to go right away. Please.
Oh, all right. Get in.
Oh, that's fine now. Here, hold the uke.
I don't see what you wanted to bring that agony box for.
For good reasons of my own. All right, here. Now, I'll take it.
Well, you want to drive someplace or just park here in the car a while?
Oh, let's just stay here a while and talk.
All right. What do you want to talk about? Young Coolidge, everybody's talking about him.
Oh, isn't that romantic?
Oh, gosh.
Oh, what's the matter with you tonight, Cecil?
Nothing.
Aren't you well, Cecil?
Of course. Do I look sick?
Well, you make me sick, though, when you act this way.
I'm sorry I don't please you tonight. Maybe I'd better go.
No. I'm sorry, Cecil, if you don't feel well.
Oh, that's all right.
You're sad tonight, Cecil.
Gosh, you can't expect a person to be happy all the time.
Well, I feel sorry for you when you're unhappy, Cecil. Honest, I do.
Oh, thanks, Sally. I'm a moody individual, I guess.
Has something gone wrong, Cecil?
No, no, nothing. This is just one of my off days.
Poor Cecil, he doesn't feel good. Here, rest your head on my shoulder.
Oh, no. That's uncomfortable for you.
Oh, no, it isn't, Cecil. Here, here now. How's that?
Oh, that's fine.
Now close your eyes and rest.
If I close my eyes, I'm liable to fall asleep.
Well, that's all right.
You're sure this isn't uncomfortable for you?
Sure it isn't. What have you got on your hair, Cecil?
Nothing. Why?
Mmm, it smells nice. Does this bother you to brush your hair?
Oh, no. I like it.
I didn't have a good time tonight, Cecil.
Didn't you?
No.
Why?
Oh, I was thinking about you waiting for me when I got back.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, goodness, my foot's gone to sleep.
Wait a minute. Oh, well, rub it.
Oh, I can't. My shoe was on.
Well, wiggle it.
Oh, goodness, it tickles.
Oh, gosh. Hey, you woke me up. I was nearly asleep.
Oh, I'm sorry, Cecil. Here, put your head back on my shoulder again.
No, never mind. Sally, it's getting chilly. We'd better go back to the house.
Oh, no, Cecil. Please, let's don't.
Oh, you'll catch a cold.
Well, that's all right.
But it isn't. You'll get sick, and then I'll have to come over and see you.
Well, wouldn't you want to see me, Cecil?
Sure, but I don't want to see you sick. It's getting damp and cold and foggy.
Oh, but I like it.
Well, I don't. Look at the seats. See, the leather on them is getting all wet.
Oh, Cecil, let's just stay out here 10 minutes more.
Oh, all right.
Here, now put your head on my shoulder. That's right now. Now close your eyes. All right?
Uh-huh.
Oh, goodness. You know, Cecil, Alexander was awfully nice to me tonight.
That settles it. Come on, we're going back to the house right now.
Oh, Cecil, what's the matter? Oh, come on, don't get out of the car. Oh, Cecil, what did I do now? Oh, goodness.